Hello, this is Justin Coleman, and welcome to the Master Sales Funnels Podcast. We are on day 9 of our 30-day affiliate action, and we are coming so close to being done with part 1 of this awesome series. If you've been following along so far, yesterday you picked between video, audio, and text, and the method that you wanted to market based off of what environment you have, what type of time schedule you have to be able to put into this, and also your strengths, what you're good at and what you feel you'll be able to reach people with. Today, we are going to get into discussing actually how to block out the time to get this done, how to have time in your busy schedule to actually implement on the marketing method that you've chosen. So back when I did SEO for a law office, I actually went into the office every day, and we've already discussed that I had that commute. So I would utilize that commute for like the podcast or outlining. I would speak to my phone and transcribe it later. I would also utilize my 15-minute breaks and my lunch period. So I had 2 15-minute breaks, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, an hour lunch in the middle of the day, pretty typical, standard, you know, 9 to 5, 8 to 5 with an hour lunch break. During the 15-minute morning, I would outline the content for my blog post. During the lunch period, I would often spend writing the content for the blog post, and then the 15 minutes in the afternoon was spent finishing out the content and publishing it. Sometimes I would take that block to publish on Missing Letter, which is a really cool program that lets you schedule out social posts for your content for the next year. If you're interested in that, I can post an affiliate link in the show notes. But I would utilize my time in the afternoon to either finish up what I was working on or promote the content that I had created and published that day. I would also spend the commute home, kind of doing the same thing I did with the commute there, in speaking an article, or sometimes I would just listen to the radio and enjoy a little break, because you got to give your brain a break sometimes, or you might go mad while you're doing this. So what you need to do in order to succeed in this is kind of do what I did there. You need to figure out what your current schedule is, what your responsibilities are, and you also need to take into consideration what you still want to do. Obviously, you want to spend time with your family, you want to spend time with your friends, you still hopefully have hobbies that you can do, and you still want to have time for those. So we still need to take time, some downtime. Otherwise, other parts of our life are going to crash and burn. So we need to factor that into our schedule as well. But next, we need to identify where the gaps are in all of this crazy madness. It doesn't feel like there's gaps, but there are gaps that you might not be thinking about. You have to find out where those are in your schedule and fill it with creating content to be helpful and promote your affiliate offers. It might be your commute or your break, as I discussed at work. If you have access to a computer during those, hopefully you do. If you don't, then maybe you can spend them jotting down ideas on a piece of paper or typing in a note on your phone, you know, an outline for an article or your podcast or the next video you want to shoot. Just something so you're utilizing your free time at work. Also, you can stop binging TV shows. I know it's hard. I mean, I would binge Survivor all day if I had time, if I could. I would binge Star Wars all day if I had time, if I could. But, you know, sometimes we need to make sacrifices. We need to not watch as often, or maybe stop watching at all for a period of time. And utilize that time to actually create something that's going to further benefit our life. So once you identify these gaps, you need to break down your marketing method into specific tasks. So for example, if you have video as your main marketing method, you need to research what you're going to say in the video, what you're going to talk about, what people are searching for, so you can provide an answer to that search. You need to outline the content so you know what you're going to say. It has to be able to make sense, so I would recommend speaking at least from an outline. I probably wouldn't write everything out, or it sounds pretty robotic, but speak from an outline, create an outline. You need to set up the shot, your equipment, maybe. If you're just using your phone, you pretty much just need to find a cool backdrop and start recording on your phone. You can usually film and edit within whatever app you're going to be posting to. So setting up might not take that much time, but it's good to have it in there to schedule. You actually need to shoot the video. This might not take very long if you're doing shorts. It might take a really long time if you're doing like YouTube videos and a lot of fancy editing. You need to edit the video. Again, maybe a lot of this is kind of falling to the wayside as it becomes easier as short form videos become more popular. Then you need to publish the video once it's all done and exported, or if you're on the app, you need to, add all your text and your music and then hit publish. If you're doing video for, say, YouTube, then you need to create probably a transcript for subtitles that helps hearing impaired look at your, be able to absorb your content. And it is also good for the algorithm because YouTube sees that you're putting the effort in to create your own transcriptions. So adding your accurate transcriptions, the auto transcription subtitles on YouTube aren't great, as you'll find out if you try to use them. But creating your own transcriptions would be good for subtitles. If you do that, you could also post them as a blog post, but I would recommend just kind of sticking to one method in the beginning here, especially as you're getting better at creating content. Your first stuff you publish might not be great. But you can always save it. I like to use Google Drive for saving documents. That way you can go back to it later and polish it up into an article or something if you want to. And then also you need to schedule time for promoting your video. Whatever method you want to, whether social channel or ads if you have the money. Going into audio, if you chose that method, it's a little similar, kind of shorter because there's less steps. You need to research what you're going to talk about, or in this case, maybe network for finding guests. It's hard to find a guest for every podcast, especially if you're new. Not everybody's going to want to be on your show, but having the occasional guest is good for outreach and networking. You need to schedule time for outlining the episode, much like we do the video, so you know what you're going to talk about, or find questions for your guest. That's what would be part of the outline. You need to have time for recording the episode, editing the audio, publishing the episode, and again, promoting on whatever channel you're choosing to promote your content. If you chose the text route, then you need to be able to research what you're going to write about. A lot of that would be SEO research, keyword research, finding out what people are talking about on like TikTok, and then taking that same theme and turning it into an article since you know that it's popular. You need to make an outline, again, so you know what you're going to be writing about. Before I write any article, I have a full outline from the beginning to the end because I want to know where people are starting when they read and where I'm going to take them through the whole process. I use a program called Phrase that helps me figure out what the top 20 articles on Google that are ranking high, the top 20 ranking articles are writing about, and that kind of gives me ideas on what I should be writing about for my content. So I can put a link in the show notes for Phrase as well. It's a really great tool if you decide to go the text route. Actually writing the article, once you have an outline, it's a lot easier, but you need to find time to write the article, publish the article, and then again promote the article. So you want to block out a specific time for each task within your list during each day of the week, and you need to stick to it and create a routine, and over time you'll watch your business grow. You may not think it is, but eventually, you get through like 3 or 4 months of this, you'll look back and you'll be like, wow, like I actually published a lot because I stuck to this routine that I did from the beginning. I'm actually starting to get clicks from Google. If you set up Search Console, which you should, if you have like text, or you can look at the analytics on your podcast or video platform and see the trend line, and you should see it going up over time. And it's a little disheartening at first because it's not going to be fast, but it's the old adage of the snowball rolling down the hill. I mean, it's going to pick up steam, it's going to roll faster and faster, get bigger and bigger as you go along. So the point of this is we're setting that schedule, we're creating a routine. Your homework for today is you're going to find or print a 1 week planner. So this is just 1 week. It's not a month. It's not a year. It's just 1 week, Monday through Sunday, Sunday through Saturday, however you want to lay out your week. Find it, print it, and write out these tasks on the 1 week planner and stick to it. These are repeat tasks that you're going to do every week so that you know at the end of this week I'm going to have three articles done and published and promoted, or at the end of this week I'm going to have one podcast episode done and published, or at the end of this week I'm going to have two videos filmed and published. Or if you're doing shorts, maybe your goal is one a day or three a day. But this way you have your time blocked out. And you know that if you follow this, you're going to have an exact final product that you set out to create at the end of this, if you utilize your time during those blocks correctly. If you want a 1 week planner, I have one available in the workbook, the free e-workbook in the community. You can join the community at affiliateaction30.com. That's affiliateaction30.com. Be sure to go there, download the workbook, participate in the community. We'd love to hear from you and hear your questions. Be sure to share this podcast. You know busy people out there that are hopelessly lost, and this podcast will help them. So be sure to share this with this 30-day podcast series with them. And help them utilize their time and plan out their time as well. Show notes for a link to Missing Letter and Phrase, and also further reading on time blocking will be at mastersalesfunnels.com/54. Be sure to tune in tomorrow as we finish out part one of our 30-day affiliate action series with how to sell and not be sleazy about it. Until then, be sure to earn extra, take control, help more, and let's keep tackling affiliate marketing. See you tomorrow.